Today on the program, great show, Rebecca Lutz. She's the director of Central Oregon Coast Association, or COCA.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. Thanks for having me here this morning.
I am excited. I'm already learning from you, and gosh, you know, I'm just the luckiest guy. I get to
learn
all this stuff from our knowledgeable people in the county. It's funny when those little flashes of insight come, and I was drawn back to early American literature class I had in college and thinking about what the early settlers were telling folks back in England was here in the Americas.
Yeah.
There was a lot of colorful writing about how abundant everything was.
Yeah.
And I remember that striking me. It's an important component to the community.
And even today, people come for a visit and they tell all their friends about what they saw and what they did when they visited the coast. And so that's, you know, it's just a little different. They could do it in things like Facebook and Twitter and on the telephone, where back then it was you wrote it out. And so we have great journals now from people. But with the internet, it's still going to be there forever. So,
well, as you were saying earlier, that, you know, the extent people went to come to the coast, I mean, things weren't so easy.
Yeah. No, it was not easy, nor was it easy to travel up and down the coast. So that's, but keeps them, you know, it showed that they were excited about being here, the reasons for coming here. The reasons for coming here, I don't think have changed. If we look at research that we've done, we do a Longwood International study of our traveler that comes to the Oregon coast. The number one reason, 86%, said the reason they came was, guess what? For the beach.
The beach, huh?
The beach. And
some,
so that's
changed.
They have not changed. You know, people came for the beach. And if you think about Newport and Nye Beach, they had the natatorium and people would come and take salt baths. And, you know, that was true up and down the coast. But, you know, they still come to get in the ocean.
And they you know, they're looking for things to do here.
Yeah.
You know, we've got so much to cover, and I think maybe we should work right into our talking points, because, you know, it's interesting to me that, you know, they get to the beach and our beach is not quite as warm as other beaches. So, but folks are looking for things to do too. I mean, you can only spend so many days on the beach.
Right. And, you know, that's a part of it. I mean, they come for the beach, but they do other things.
Yeah.
And part of our mission in what we do is not only to bring them here, but to tell them what there is to see and do so they can stay longer, spend more time, or that they're going to come back, that they're going to take the visitor guide that we produce and go home and go, you know what, we didn't get to do this or we didn't get to do that, so let's plan our next trip. So that's really neat.
So maybe we can put sort of the technical aspects of kind of where you come from. How long have you been the director now?
I have been the director since October 2000.
Since
10 and a half years.
And you know, when you had taken over the position, you said
Guy de Torres.
Was there.
Yeah. COCA, in the form that is now, started really in about 1991, when the county commissioners raised the unincorporated counties, so not the cities like Lincoln City and Newport, but the unincorporated areas. They raised the room tax from 5% to 6% and split that between the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County and our organization, the Central Oregon Coast Association. So she does, Carolyn Bauman does economic development, and we do tourism promotion.
Yeah.
So in that, that's when Guy de Torres was hired. He was there until in the 2000 time. And then I took over, and we've just continued to grow and grow. You know, we're a nonprofit organization. We're funded by county room tax, as well as a membership program that we put together for others along the Central Coast that want to be involved in what we do in promoting this area.
And, you know, I kind of started out by one of the processes of preparing for this interview. I did some internet searching, and Coast Visitor came up really at the top of the search engine.
I'd like to hear that.
And, you know, there were other organizations, and I didn't quite understand how everything fit together. So you are the RDMO, and there's a placement and how you all work together.
Correct. So if I can use the umbrella as an analogy, if you think of the local chambers or visitor bureaus, so like Toledo or Walport, Newport, Depot Bay, Lincoln City, they all have their local either chamber, which can be a visitor bureau at the same time, or like Lincoln City has a visitor bureau and a chamber of commerce. Mm-hmm. But while they work outside of their immediate area, their focus is their individual cities. Mm-hmm. And then, so you look at them being the umbrella for their city, tying everybody together and working to promote that city. The Central Oregon Coast Association would be the umbrella over that. So as the regional destination marketing organization, or RDMO, if we use that, so you have a local DMO, destination marketing organization, a regional, and then the
LDMO.
Local DMO. Local DMO. Uh-huh. Okay. Or just DMO sometimes is what they're referred to. Then you get more regional even than the Central Coast in doing the entire Oregon coast. There's seven regions around the state that mm-hmm. are governed by Oregon Tourism and the Travel Oregon Association, which is the whole state. So that's the next layer of umbrella over the seven regions. And the idea is, we've all realized that people don't spend their vacation. They don't come to one destination mm-hmm. and spend their whole week's vacation, or now it's kind of shortened down from 3 to 5 days for a vacation time, or travel time, but they don't come and stay in one place. They're going to come, they're going to see things here, and they're going to either move to another place and stay in another lodging property and see another community, or they're going to do day trips. And so our goal on the Central Coast is to get them to stay in Lincoln County and do day trips around Lincoln County and the outlying areas. So, one of the things you'll see in our visitor guide is a day trip section that talks about going to Tillamook to taste squeaky cheese.
Yeah.
You know, the idea is that we want to keep them here longer. And how do we do that? And offering them those opportunities helps make that happen.
As, the giant umbrella would be
Travel Oregon.
State Travel.
Uh-huh. Travel Oregon, which is the state destination marketing organization.
And, you know, really, we have to realize that people are looking for ways to navigate through our communities.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to, right? Because, and how are you going to provide them some sort of, map to right. what's going on, right. and not just physical maps, which I know you probably do too, or find yourself on.
But helping them learn what there is to see and do in not just a community, but the whole region here. And we do that in a bunch of different ways. Our website, through the visitor guide, through annual press trips, through familiarization trips, and in any travel shows, advertising, all of those things are things that we do to reach out to the consumer to bring them into Lincoln County. Our secondary goal is to get them to move around. So, while we'll go out and do like the Portland Sportsman Show in February, we went up, we staffed a booth, we handed out literature, 4,000 pieces of literature, talking to people about coming to the coast, what there is, what they can do, what mm-hmm. they can see. And then those people come, they plan their trip, they take the literature that we pass out. We do the Oregon State Fair. We're looking for volunteers, by the way, to come and staff a day at the booth at the Oregon State Fair. It's still a little ways away, August, part of August. It is, I've got the dates written down here somewhere, August 26th through September 5th. And what we look is for volunteers to come help us staff the 12 days of the fair. And it's a great way to promote your business. Mm-hmm. Individual business as well as the county, and you get into the fair free.
Yeah,
don't tell anybody, but you get in the fair
too. You have some time to do a
absolutely.
Little of
everything.
It's
kind of fun.
Rebecca, let's interrupt you right there just because we're going to take a promotional break.
Okay.
We're talking to Rebecca Lutz. She's the director of COCA, and we're learning about tourism and marketing. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections, talking about tourism, travel, drawing others here to the Central Oregon Coast. Rebecca Lutz, she's the director of COCA. And Rebecca, telling our story is important. I just wanted to say that my stepfather and my mom visited or are visiting, And my stepdad said, oh, God, I heard the Seafood and Wine had, you know, just this awful turnout this year. And I said, well, you know, actually.
Not what I heard.
It's had the second highest yeah. turnout. So,
yeah.
you know, you're in the business of spreading the good word about mm-hmm. what there is to do here. And that's important.
It is very important. And, you know, you can do it in multiple ways. Having a big event like the Seafood and Wine Festival, or Lincoln City has a big kite festival. Depot right. Bay does the salmon bake. I mean, those are great things to bring people into the community and move them around. Another way that we work to bring people here is through familiarization trips through FAMs, yes.
And that's what you guys call them when you're yes. working together.
Yes, and through press coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So every year, we put together the Central Coast press trip. And that's coming up in May.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite travel writers, travel media to come. And we host them. We host them at local businesses. We look okay. for lodging properties, attractions, dining, charter boats, anybody that, you know, is interested in hosting the travel writers. They come, they learn about our communities, and then they go back and they write stories. And just for instance, from July of last year through December, we were able to get 59 stories written about the Oregon coast.
Mm-hmm.
We hosted 19 familiarization trips.
Wow.
And in those, if you look at the dollar value mm-hmm. of those hosted trips, almost $20,000 in value. So what would it cost to get it, for that group to get into the aquarium or go out to dinner or stay at a lodging property? That's what those values were in those familiarization trips. We don't have enough money to do those kinds of trips without help from the local community. They have been tremendous in helping us bring and get these stories written. So 19 FAMs, we did 5 radio programs, not similar to this, but mm-hmm. not exactly.
Yeah.
We did 1 TV, worked on 1 TV, and then got 59 stories written. So we're really excited about those kinds of numbers, getting people. And these stories talk about all of the county and what there is. And so it's really good.
And, you know, it seems like with the internet these days that that'll go a lot farther than just the 59. I mean, this stuff permeates
sure.
and spreads. And wow.
Well, it's there forever. So if they write a story that's in print, and they also put it on the internet, it's there. We link to it. We talk about it. You know, we tweet about it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think it's we Twitter about it.
No, we tweet.
No, yeah. we tweet. Sorry. Tweet, Twitter, those fun things. But so we work on that. But in May, we'll have our next trip that comes up. And that specifically looks at this Central Coast region.
And so as far as the travel writers, mm-hmm. there's typically kind of a schedule and throughout the year when they kind of come in waves. Is that how
well,
it works? Or?
If we organize an event, yes. We have a specific time that we invite them to come, that we put this trip together. But there's other travel writers that we'll get through our other avenues, like Travel Oregon will say, we've got a media group coming from Asia and they want to come see some places along the coast. And so we host them, or, you know, just anywhere nationally or internationally. And then through efforts where we push out information about what there is, we do little short paragraphs about things that they can do, give them a little, you know, a little teaser about something coming up, or it's either events generated, new business. Do you have a new business?
Mm-hmm.
We need to know about it. If you have a new event, we need to know about it, because those are the things that we're pushing out to the media that might generate, oh, that'll fit in what we're working on. So let's talk to them about getting a story. Let's talk about going to the event, or let's talk about the event itself, or the new lodging property. So it's really, we need to know those kinds of things.
Right. Well, and good news is, I suppose that, you know, we have, you know, new exciting businesses and, our community is good at keeping itself on the map, I
yeah.
think, you know, and
we are.
Contributing.
We are. Well, and, you know, we talked a little bit about the website. And so Central Oregon Coast has our website, coastvisitor.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're right up there. We get this. We had in the last year, we've had 18,000, over 18,000 unique visitors to the website. They're spending about 3.5 minutes on the site, which is a little higher than average, but we're working on getting that up even more with more editorial content.
Building the content.
We keep building that content and stories and things. But they're viewing 6 pages while they're there, which is really cool. I mean, they're looking at things, they're viewing things, and they're coming back. So part of that is with our membership. We have a membership, as I talked about earlier. You get a listing and a link on the website. We also have an online version of our visitor guide. Mm-hmm. So the visitor guide we produce annually. There's 200,000 copies of that. You'll see them around. This year, it's got a beautiful sunset with the Yukuna Head Lighthouse on the top of it, and it says Oregon Central Coast. But this piece, we work really hard to cover the editorial for the county, what there is, what they can do, advertising opportunities on there. Help us fund the piece.
Well, you know, it looks really nice.
Thanks.
And feels great. This is obviously what you look for when you are visiting. Are businesses still have the opportunities to get in here, or is this kind of filled up?
Well, this is out for the year. This particular one that we're looking at is out for the year.
This will take us into spring and summer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll actually take us through the first part of December 2011.
So you need to kind of get
ahead on this. We do. And actually, we're starting right now. We've actually sent out a request for a proposal, and we got 6 proposals back. Actually, I think we got 8 proposals back, looking at redesigning this piece. It'll still be the 4x9, but you know what? We have an opportunity right now to kind of look at the whole design.
Sure.
Do we want to change it up? Do we want to leave it the same? And you know, spruce it up maybe a little bit. We'll see what comes out. So we did interviews, and we're at that final stages of deciding who's going to do the guide for us this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited about that, and to see where things go in
some
the
stimulation
design.
There. Huh?
Yeah. And so, but we will start probably in about April or May in doing advertising sales in the guide. And, you know, we really are distinct and unique from any other visitor guide in the Central Coast, because our sole mission is to reach out and get the visitor to come to Lincoln County. To get heads in beds. That's all we're about. Mm-hmm. We're not about making money on the visitor guide. We're not about, you know, we're a nonprofit. We don't go out to make money.
Right.
We're here to promote this community, and that's our sole mission. How do we do that? And so how do we get these guides out? And then we also have a gentleman, Mike, that goes around Lincoln County and does distribution of these around the county. So if they're already here, they're going to look and see what they can do. They're going to find this in their hotel. They're going to find it in a restaurant. They're going to find it at their attraction, and then they can learn about more things about what to do around the county. We're doing a survey about the guide, about what the visitor and what our advertisers like and don't like about it.
Any data yet? Or?
We got a little bit. They really like the size. The 4x9 size really helps them. Fits in a pocket.
Nice.
I mean, if you put it in your pocket, you can put it in your purse. You can put it in the glove box or the side pocket of your car.
Size is nice.
Yeah. And so they hang on to them. That's what, you know, that's where
good.
You get those return trips from people. They like the layout. They like the colors. They just found it really easy to use. And so we're really excited about it.
Well, and you know, if any businesses are listening, you know, you've got to get out ahead a year with
a long
COCA
time,
to get in this publication.
Absolutely.
And that's important. Now, I guess with a little bit of time left, you know, we've established that, you know, you're doing a great job marketing the Oregon Coast, Central Oregon Coast. So what can a new business come to you, and kind of services can you offer to them? I mean, should they be contacting you, letting them know, hey, we're new, we got cool stuff?
Absolutely. And even if they don't join the organization, even if they don't join, at least letting us know that they're there, that they have a new shop, that they have a new lodging, that there's a new restaurant, that there's a new retail shop. If we know those things, we can help in that promotion, just because it's good for us to know those. So either look us up on the web, coastvisitor.com, or give us a call at 541-265-2064. Check out the visitor guide, Oregon Central Coast Visitor Guide.
Which is online as well.
But find it in your local even the local chambers have them. So check them out and give us a call. We're happy to come out and meet with you and talk about even in more depth. I mean, you know, you said it would go by really fast. It goes by really fast. So, and there's a lot more to talk about what we do.
Well, we'll have to bring you back on the program and,
awesome.
You know, dive deeper into it.
Okay.
Like your, you know, trips internationally.
Yeah.
I mean, those are really intriguing things. We're telling people to come to the Oregon coast from all over the world, which
all
is
over
really
the world.
Cool.
It is very cool.
And if folks are interested in volunteering, they need to contact you as well.
Please
and that's,
do.
What, July?
Oh, yeah. There's the Oregon State Fair they can volunteer
yes.
for. They can also come by the office and help us answer telephones, put packets together that we mail out. Last year, we mailed out over 50,000 packets to the visitors, so we need help in putting those packets together. But just give us a call.
Okay, Rebecca. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Casey.
We're talking to Rebecca Lutz. We appreciate her being on the program, coastvisitor.com. And next week, join us for Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for listening.